SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Much of the country is dealing with or bracing for severe weather, from flooding to heavy snow to the threat of tornadoes.
96 million people from Florida to Maine risk severe storms Monday. Already over the weekend, a broad and erratic patchwork of severe weather rumbling across much of the U.S., dumping heavy snow in the upper Midwest, where snowplow driver Aaron Haas, working the roads of Wisconsin, says he's not seen it this bad in a long time.
I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for a while.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
I'm Julie Walker.
Israel has launched new attacks on Beirut and Tehran, while Dubai's airport suspended flights after an Iranian drone hit a nearby fuel tank and sparked a fire. Iran also launched missiles toward Israel earlier today. The war continues to disrupt oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. This Atlanta motorist is feeling the impact at the gas pump.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
Case Western Reserve University economist Jonathan Ernest discusses the Strait of Hormuz situation.
Restricting that supply means less oil to go around, but still everybody wanting to consume about the same amount. And the way that we keep there from being a shortage is to have prices rise to even out that supply and demand.
The CEOs of the nation's top airline companies are imploring Congress to restore funding to the Department of Homeland Security and embrace a bipartisan solution to pay federal aviation workers, including TSA workers. This is SRN News. The NBA has called off a promotion with an adult entertainment venue.
The league had been advertising an event at Magic City in Atlanta where so-called adult dancing takes place. But Luke Kornet, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, took to social media to criticize the plan, arguing that the NBA should not be teaming up with that kind of a venue. Writing on Medium, Kornet said, quote, "The league should promote an atmosphere that is protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers we know and love." Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim parents and several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia had hosted events organized by the Council on American Islamic Relations. That Muslim civil rights group was recently designated a terrorist organization by the Texas government. This is SRN News. For baseball's tallest hitters, robot umpires should bring consistency to a tricky strike zone.
The robot umpire system for overturning ball strike calls is going to be used in regular season games in the majors this year. The abbreviation for the setup is ABS, but the most important letters when it comes to the change just might be SIZE, as in the strike zone for some of the game's tallest players. The top and the bottom of the strike zone for baseball's biggest giants have long been two difficult areas for umpires, but the ABS system provides an opportunity for a closer look. Keith Peters reporting.
It's just about time for March Madness. In NCAA men's basketball, college basketball, Duke is the top overall seed with Arizona, Michigan, and Florida. Rounding out in the women's bracket, UConn, number one overall. The Huskies are joined by UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina. More details at srnnews.com.